After baking and selling her own cakes, cookies and cupcakes from her home for 13 years, the Sue's Jeanette Orazia T will be transforming her home-based Jeanette's custom cakes into a downtown bakery known as Sugar. Orazia T, who co-owns Jeanette's Custom Cakes with husband Anthony, hopes to open Sugar, located at 765 Queen Street E, Suite 203, by February 1. I never expected to own my own business or jump into any kind of culinary career, Orazia T told Sue today. Orazia T studied graphic design at Sue College and later worked in that field but eventually took some time off and decided her next move. I took a year and taught myself how to decorate cakes. The baking came after that. We tested recipes for a couple of years and finally found some things that worked for us and expanded from there. The transition from graphic design, from paper to cake, came really naturally. There's an eye for it. Jeanette's custom cakes grew quickly. The business moved from her kitchen table to a larger kitchen when she and her husband moved to another house. Jeanette and Anthony competed on a cake reality show on TV in 2011, later accepting the Sault Ste. Marie Chamber of Commerce Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Orazia T opened up a small pop-up space for Jeanette's custom cakes within the Creative Nest Studio on March Street for 4 months before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. In those 4 months, I learned that's what I wanted to do, is have a space. I still baked everything at home, decorated everything at home, and it was all certified by Algoma Public Health. Then, I brought it to that location and sold it in a market-type situation. We decided that's the piece that was missing, Orazia T said. I was working at home for 13 years, and I was ready to work somewhere that's not at home and get out of the house. After the pandemic hit, the business shifted to an online bakery where we sold all of our products and had our clients pick up their sweets weekly. We knew it would be temporary as the business was never built to be an online store. Little did we know it was going to grow so much through those 2 years. We decided to take time in the pandemic to refocus and design the space we are currently in the process of opening. We opened Sugar in order to have the ability to serve more of our clients without the need of placing a custom order through Jeanette's Custom Cakes, which usually needs to be booked a few months in advance. Sugar will be providing dessert cakes, cupcakes, cake jars and more along with our sugar cookies. Having the physical location will allow our clients the ability to come into the store and purchase our sweets for that day. Our online system, once we have it up and running again, will allow those that prefer to order online the ability to do so then simply pick up in store. Orazia T said she'll be returning to the wedding cake scene this year. I decided to take a few years off from doing them to focus on my family. But I knew that once I had a physical location, I would be doing them again. Whether a bride wants a beautiful 5-tier wedding cake or one that looks like a giant hamburger, we're here for it. Including Orazia T herself, Sugar will have 2 full-time and 2 part-time employees, open from noon to 6 p.m., Wednesday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. A mini cafe will operate within Sugar. My city is very important to me. I was born and raised here, educated here and built my business around my family, which my husband and I have decided to raise here. Anthony and I have great plans for what this expansion means for this business. We've been doing this for a long time and are proud to be able to finally expand out of our home and into this great community, Orazia T said. Just being able to be out in public will be a huge jump for us. It's a wonderful location. It's in a great spot, said Orazia T, adding she has received a big welcome from her business neighbors and the Downtown Association.